Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Tom, you still bite your fingernails?
Do you have to ask?
Well, I knew at one point you tried to put something on there.
No, my wife tried to put something on there. She put that bitter taste and stuff, and I hated it, so I ate it off as fast as I could so I could get back to biting my nails.
Have you seen his nails, Tori?
Let me see.
Go ahead and show him up close. They look like little spacemen with space helmets on.
They look like Among Us. My daughter says I have Among Us nails.
They kind of do, but also like it's the orange Among Us because all the cheese ball dust.
Yeah. Today is cheese checks. Cheese checks.
Please tell me with not one single nail poking out, how do you open your 24 Coke cans a morning?
I've developed calluses on my fingers.
Oh.
I can open them.
That's very interesting.
Thank you.
Because I think about that, because I use my fingernails quite often.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Although I did see a little trick. You push the tab down just a tad.
Yeah, if you push down on the front, it lifts the back up.
In a survey, 90% of women said they are turned off by guys who chew their fingernails.
Yeah, it's not an attractive thing to do.
But what's so funny, only 90%, the other 10% are there some girls out there going, hey, can you chew on your fingernails just a little bit? Because I would like to see nubs instead of your fingernails.
That's not what it said. It just said they weren't turned on by, or they were, they didn't say
they were turned,
were
off
turned on by it. It just said they weren't turned off by it.
Okay.
My dad is amazing, but the worst person I've ever met in terms of chewing his nails. Mm-hmm. And we'll be watching a movie together, and it sounds like the thing from Jeepers Creepers over there just... I'm like, Dad, stop!
So he's over there like getting like a hangnail or something.
The whole time. He's got him bitten down worse than Tom's.
That's hard to believe.
It's bad.
I bleed sometimes.
You know, oh, gosh.
That would annoy me, but if it wasn't making a noise, I wouldn't care. It's the sucking the teeth.
Yeah.
So why do we all start doing it?
But guys don't care as much. Only 51% of men are turned off by women that bite their fingernails. And I had no idea that women did bite their fingernails.
Oh yeah.
Really?
They have ways to hide it with those fake nails and stuff.
Oh.
And my cuticles, too. I gnaw on those things. Look at how bad they look.
I wouldn't call them cute. I see that one of them's got that little skin peeling up on the backside of it.
I know, and you got to be careful because sometimes you'll get it going and it's like rips all
the way
down.
All the way up to your elbow.
You know what? Like with Mia, sometimes she'll look at my hand and she starts pushing the cuticle of that thing down.
Yeah.
And it's painful. I'm like, why are you doing that?
You're supposed to.
Yeah, they do it at salons. I don't really understand why you're supposed to.
Yeah, because that is like pain. It's like shoving bamboo.
No, it's not.
Whatever. Bamboo. What is it? Bamboo?
Bamboo.
Bamboo.
I don't know.
It's torture.
But I don't know why they do that. Does it help the nail grow?
I don't know. I think they just made it up.
It's got to be something like that.
They'll cut that part off, too, whatever they push down.
Right.
It makes your nails look better. That's for sure.
It does.
It does? I mean, I
think
can't really tell.
Let me see.
Get a manicure, professional manicure.
I don't want one.
Yeah,
they hurt. Nice.
They laugh at me when I go in for that stuff.
Yeah, man.
My wife made me go for a mani-pedi, and they were like, there's nothing to work on.
But, you know, if you can imagine, and it's kind of like girls and cars. Like, girls, it matters what kind of car a guy drives to a girl. But for guys, they don't care what kind of car you drive if you're attractive enough.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you think about that. And Tom has a story where he had the girl that had the wampa, wampa, wampa windshield. Or, I'm not windshield, but window.
Right. The passenger window was broke out, and she put a big garbage can bag, like a big black garbage bag on the side. As we go down the road, it'd go wampa, 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 wampa.
But she was hot.
She was attractive. She had that one dead tooth, but she was hot.
Okay. Well, what if, though, let's say a girl had, like, you know, little nub fingers like Tom. If she had a hand like Tom.
I dated a girl who had nub fingers like mine.
Okay, you did?
Yeah, for a little while.
But is she attractive?
Yeah, like, she was cute. Her fingers weren't the best, but she was cute.
But so it doesn't matter to the guys if they're, like, gnawing their fingernails down, but it matters to the girls.
How did y'all hold hands? How could you cross your fingers? Would they be able to cross, or would they get stuck right there at the first knuckle?
You know, I feel like you're being a little bit rude right now, Kato.
I know. This is inquiring minds want to know.
We never thought about it. We just interlocked our knuckles.
And you got them out, huh?
The more we talk about this, the harder it is to not start chewing on my cuticles again.
I know, right? I've been wanting to chew my nails while we're talking about it.
You always eating.
Put a little cheese dust on those. Go to town.
They're already on it.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
We are on the line with Ed Curry, who is the person who created the world's hottest pepper. And you've done this more than once, haven't you, Ed?
Yes, I have. I got the Guinness World Record in 2013, 17, and 20 for the Carolina Reaper.
Which puts South Carolina on the map when it comes to hot peppers.
Yeah.
We just got the Guinness World Record for Pepper X at 2.693 million Scoville.
Yes.
Wow.
Now, how much more is it than the previous one?
Over a million more than the previous one.
Okay. We're on the phone with Ed Curry. He's in charge of the Pucker Butt Pepper Company, which I love the name of the website and the company.
Well, you know, everybody laughs when you hear that name. It puts a smile to your face.
That's not the only place. Yeah. And I don't even want to ask how you came up with it. I think I know.
Actually, it was a bunch of church ladies who came up with the name. They said every church.
Wow, I got to go to church where you do.
Yeah, tell us that story.
I had a load of women from the Charlotte Rescue Mission in the van. They said every time they tried my hot sauce or salsa, it made their butt pucker.
Oh, my God. And you're like, I did not need to know that.
Wow.
Visual.
There you go.
And this, so this new Pepper X is now beat your old record with the Carolina Reaper, and it's the hottest pepper in the world. And we're going to have Kato try that this morning.
No. Yay, Kato!
Okay, so
can I at least put it on something like tacos?
No.
I mean, it's Tuesday.
I don't see why not.
It's a straight sauce. We're going to do a straight shooter.
Now, they do that show on the internet. I guess it's on TV now, too, where they eat the wings with the different hot sauces. Has your sauce been on that?
Yeah, that we have the hottest sauce and the mildest sauce.
Oh,
I'll do that one.
I'll take the mild one.
Yeah. The mild sauce, you can just put a straw in that and drink it like a Coke.
Well, I will say I am very much a wimp when it comes to hot sauce. So this is something I am not sure I'm going to participate in.
Ed, do you even have taste buds after all this taste testing?
It's just temporary pain.
Temporary pain.
Well, I've seen the videos, and it looks like people are going through a lot of pain when they try your peppers.
Oh, yeah, they're crying.
Yes.
Well, everybody's going to do that. You're going to cry. Your nose is going to run. You're going to get hot. You're going to get cramps. There's a whole lot of things that are going to happen.
It sounds like fun.
It sounds like menopause.
So do we drink water after we, like,
See people do milk.
I always use, like, citric acid, lemon or lime or something. And
really?
Squish it around my mouth. And then spit it out.
Right after the hot sauce, you put the lemon aid in your mouth.
Like a shot of tequila.
Yeah.
A little salt.
Hawk, you're going to get seriously hurt in this.
What do you mean?
Because I don't think you understood what he said.
I don't.
Okay.
Well, what did he say?
He didn't say lemonade. He said citric acid.
Well, that's from lemons, right?
Not exactly.
Okay,
but you actually buy citric acid as an actual thing. And my kids...
No, I would not eat citric acid.
Well,
I would recommend, like...
Put it in water or something.
Or grape juice or something like that.
Okay, because my kids actually got citric acid. They were trying to make the sourest candy possible, and they would sprinkle that on top of it.
Yeah, that doesn't sound like a good thing.
Oh, this is coming from a guy who puts things in his mouth that make him sweat, have heat flashes, and his butt puckers.
You know, everybody has to have their own, you know. Actually sent you a bunch of the hottest sauces we have.
Okay, so, but we want the very hottest one, the one that you just broke the world's record with.
That's the Gator sauce, right?
Yeah, that's the extra hot Gator squeezings, okay. And you have it right there.
Oh, boy. All right.
See, Gator sounds more like Florida. Someone from Florida should try that one.
South Carolina has lots of Gators.
But not in Greenville.
Yeah, I think you're qualified to go.
Yes. Well, thank you for sending this sauce. I know that Tom's not excited. Cato and Tori kind of seem a little bit excited about this.
I love spicy. Like, I did the chip challenge and all that. I love it. But I am genuinely terrified of this sauce.
I recommend highly when you take that shot, switch it around in your mouth real good and get some saliva going, because otherwise it's going to hurt real bad.
Oh, before you take the hot sauce?
Otherwise, it's going to hurt real bad no matter what.
Not only is it going to be a torture Tuesday, it'll probably be a torture Wednesday tomorrow, if you know what I mean.
Well, Wednesday.
And for everyone we live with, I'm sure.
Okay, all right. Well, we're going to do this torture Tuesday coming up here in just a few minutes here on the Hawk and Tom Show. Thanks for hanging out with us again, Ed. We love you.
Love you, too. Take care.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Good morning. This is Hawk and Tom Show. It's going to be sunny today. It looks like a high of 80.
What happened to your voice, dude?
You know what? You know how when you're a little kid and they say don't eat the chocolate when the parents leave the room?
I saw what you did.
I tasted some of the hot sauce and it has messed my voice up.
He was going to see how it was ahead of time.
Just a little bit. Yeah.
So he put a little bit in and now.
It's going to be fun, y'all.
All right. My goodness.
So, as you can see, this stuff is powerful. This is the
I'm out.
Gator hot sauce.
It's from
Pucker Butt Pepper Company. And Ed Curry, we just spoke with him. He invented this hottest pepper in the world. It's won the Guinness World Book of Records for the most Scoville units. And it's beat the old one, the Carolina Reaper, by a million. So we are going to try it out this morning live on the air, and I'll be emceeing this because I have dental work.
You got to do it too.
And I'm not.
My voice is not coming back.
Yeah, Hawk's a great representation of why we should do this.
Right.
Yeah, you should do it.
I really have a tooth that needs a root canal. I'm not about to subject it to this.
It might help.
Yeah. No, it probably just kill me.
Yeah, well, no, it'll kill whatever infection you might have. Right. So you should do it.
Ooh. I'll take your word over my dentist.
Thank
sure.
you. You should.
So I'm going to pour you guys each a cup of this, and we're going to document this.
All right.
We are recording with our high-tech videometers.
Oh, that's sarcasm, because it's not high-tech.
No, but it does have cameras all throughout the room. Okay, so
I'm
gonna pour you guys a shot of this.
Can you see that, Tom?
Can we take a minute to talk about the precious little Moscow Mule shot glasses I found?
Oh, they're cute.
They're so cute.
They're cute, but I can't drink a Moscow Mule because I don't like the way my teeth feel on the cup.
Don't try this at home,
Here's
kids.
The sauce. Oh. And just to let you know, there's two Gator sauces on his site. Yeah. And there's a $10 one that has a black band around the top and a $25 super hot that has the red band. And that's what we have.
And we have we have some lemon and lime.
And milk and chocolate.
And chocolate to dilute the hot side. And I got to tell you,
I brought just that little taste.
I put a little tip.
Yeah.
And it's messed my voice up.
So what I did, I watched Gordon Ramsay's Hot Ones episode, and he said lemon, lime, all that kind of stuff. So I literally went and stocked us up on everything I could to hopefully help.
Now, we got lemons.
Uh-huh.
We got shot glasses.
Mm-hmm. Limes. Chocolate.
Margarita.
We should have had liquor instead of this.
Where's the tequila shooters?
Don't try this at home.
All right.
My voice is not coming back.
Oh, who are we going to start with? I feel like Cato is Torture Tuesday expert, so he should give us the first run.
All right. Are we going to do it all?
This whole shot?
No, I think you should do it. Just kind of get it. Well, just get a good swallow there.
Okay, I want
three.
Oh, gosh, I can't take the smell.
Hawk has to always count it down.
Three.
Not that anything wild is going to happen when you first take it.
The anticipation.
Got my milk.
Three, two, one.
All right. Kid is taking the shot.
Big gulp. Oh.
You did the whole thing?
He did a pretty good swallow, though. How's it going, Cato?
It's already hot.
Oh, my gosh. You want some milk? He needs some milk.
I told you, man. It's hot. Oh, man.
Oh.
Hey, get lemon. Lemon and lime.
Oh, yeah. Where's your lemon and lime?
I want to feel the heat first.
You like heat.
See, I like a little spice.
Oh,
but I don't like a whole... If you can't enjoy your meal or Bloody Mary or what, babe. That is, woo! I don't think I'm gonna be able to enjoy lunch today.
It hit you after,
it hit immediately. Actually,
okay,
but it's getting hotter.
That's what I'm saying.
Who's going hotter. Next? Hawk, go ahead.
I got the hiccups now.
All right, oh my goodness!
Now I just already messed my voice up. Do I know? Need to
well,
do it?
Yeah, you need to get the full dose. You just tipped right. a little tip of it.
Maybe the second shot will clear your throat back up.
Okay, oh, those so even lemons now.
Okay, here we go.
Oh, no.
3, 2, 1.
I did more than I should have.
Oh, my gosh. So did Hawk. He just turned that thing upside down.
I'm so nervous.
I did probably half of what you gave me.
How bad is that right off the bat?
Tom, can I have your doctor's note?
No, but I'm glad I have mine.
I'm getting like a nervous bladder with
honestly,
this.
I'm almost like the opposite. I want to do it now, but there is no way I'm taking that chance with my tooth.
I'm so scared. I'm like...
Okay. They're okay. They're doing fine.
No, they're not. Notice how quiet it is. It's because they're dying.
I sound like a train. Oh, it's hot, man.
Y'all.
It's not helped my voice at all.
All the octaves you have hit is scaring me.
Oh, man. Are you doing all right, Kato?
I'm the only one that did it, right? I bet
no,
you lied.
No, Hawk did it.
Dude, I did it. I lost my voice, man.
My lips are burning.
I know. It's mine still. It's worse
you
after.
You got this, Tori.
I don't want to do it.
You got this.
All right, if you just joined us, tell them what we're doing, Tom. I can't talk.
All right, so we've got the world's hottest pepper sauce. Now, you've heard of Carolina Reaper. This is called Pepper X. It's the same guy. He actually invented a new sauce, a new pepper. He actually grew a new pepper and mixed the sauce. And this one has a million more Scoville units than the original one.
My lips now and tongue is 10 times worse than initially.
Kato's on his third lemon.
The lemon and limes are not working.
I'm sorry.
But he's still doing them. All right,
Tori's just running.
I think the milk
take
helped.
Take your shot, Tori. Come on.
Did y'all do the whole shot?
How much did
Hawk saying yes, Kato saying no. Yeah,
I would say
how much do I have to do?
Just like about a... Half of
at
that,
least
probably.
A spoonful.
I did half of what he gave me. I did half.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go.
Three.
You can do this.
Two, one, do it.
Here she goes. She's doing it. Okay, that's enough. That's plenty.
Oh, my gosh.
She turned that thing upside down.
Okay, yeah, you did a lot more.
Okay, how's it going, Tori?
More milk.
It's making my heart burn. my heart is pounding.
Why did you guys not lose your voice?
I don't know.
Yeah, that is interesting. You're the only one that lost your voice.
Internal panic. My eyes are watering.
How about the tip of your tongue?
Ow.
Yeah,
it's just in the back.
Yeah, you slugged yours like a shot.
I'm panicking.
It's good. It's real good.
Okay.
Think positive. Think of how this
I'm
is
positive
gonna,
I regret this.
You know what? Definitely the world's hottest sauce I've ever had in my life.
Tori's drinking milk.
Hottest sauce you've ever had in your life.
I feel bad for encouraging you to do this.
No, you don't.
I really actually do.
All right, Tom, your turn.
All right, you know what I'm going to do? You guys, I am not doing what y'all insane people
what?
Did. I told you all along I wasn't doing this.
Is this bad for your health? Like, you know, like blood pressure or anything?
I don't know. What? We didn't look into that.
Hey, I can vouch for you. You might lose your voice if you do this hot sauce.
I am going to.
Why is it getting worse?
I'm going to do something stupid. I'm going to stick my finger in here.
I'm eating my chocolate.
That's all you're going to do?
That's all I'm going to do.
I'll put it up your nose.
I'm going to put it up my nose.
Oh,
all right, I may regret this. Oh, Lord God.
Why did you... You're not doing a shot.
Oh, my God. I am dying right now. Okay, where's the milk and crap?
You didn't do the shot.
Please, someone give me something.
I
don't care. That's fine.
Are my lips still there?
You don't want to... And I've got to talk low here.
I regret that.
Yes. I'm a Reese cup.
Oh, my Lord God.
When you put the hot lip gloss on sometimes and it burns your lips, this is 1,000 times worse.
Tori is crying and about to throw up, I think.
It's in the back of my throat and I can't get it to go away.
Woo.
Ow!
You shouldn't have chugged it so hard. God, what am I talking about? I shouldn't have done what I did.
Oh, man.
Your nose is running.
That'll wake you up. You don't need a coffee now.
Is my mascara running?
Yeah.
your whole everything's running.
Ow!
That's great.
Oh, my gosh.
Kato, you know what the lemon does? It doesn't fix anything. It just gives you another thing to concentrate on, too.
I think so.
Mm.
Mm. It took your mind off the burning, but as soon as you put the lemon down,
yeah, it hurts again.
My lips burning, my tongue is burning, the inside of my mouth.
Would you say, though, the hottest hot sauce you've ever had in your life?
Oh, absolutely.
Yes,
there's
absolutely
only a couple in my life I've ever had.
Exactly. I'm comparing to Tabasco.
And I very seldom buy hot sauce at home.
Yeah.
To put in things.
I hate hot sauce.
I like Sriracha.
Can I have some milk, please? pour me some milk.
I've been drinking out of this one, but you
don't care right now.
All right. You want to in my shot glass?
No, you can pour me pure COVID milk and I would drink it.
Tell them what we just did, Tom, in case you just joined us.
Too.
Here we go.
Go ahead and pour them both in.
Tell them what we just did, just in case you're just joining us. I lost my voice.
We just ate the hottest hot sauce that exists in the world. It's Pepper X. And you can go to Pucker Butt Pepper Company if you have the desire to do this for some dumb reason.
There you go. Ed Curry, thank you so much.
Nothing's working.
The milk is the best. Milk is the best helper.
Whoa. I've got to say, my voice is not coming back. So enjoy.
You did something wrong.
I did, didn't I?
My lips are gone.
Woo, Torch Tuesday.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
Yeah, woo! We did the pepper challenge. So Pucker Butt Pepper Company, Ed Curry.
Yeah.
It's near Rock Hill. It's up in that part of the state.
We will thank
Fort Mill.
Fort Mill.
Yeah,
and he sent us the hottest pepper sauce in the world.
Yes,
this is verified by Guinness World Book of Records. Mm-hmm. It's hotter than his first creation, which was the Carolina Reaper, by a million Scoville units.
He must hate us. What did we do to you?
Our noses are all still running. Yeah. Hawk's lost his voice.
Yes.
Tori is looking really rough right now.
I lost an eyebrow. Sweat it off.
You look pale. You look like someone who's been like sick.
You can I could feel it going down my ribs.
Yeah.
Like you can feel it moving down your body.
Mm-hmm. Well, now Tori did something that I thought was foolish in hindsight. The rest, like Cato and Hawk both, they took a little half shots and kind of got it on their mouth and swallowed it.
Well, he told us to swish it around.
Right. Yeah, which is what I did. Just shot it down the back of her throat.
Yeah.
Because, like, if you're doing shots at a bar, you just get it out of your mouth as fast as you can, which was a horrible idea for this.
That's so you don't taste it.
I didn't want to taste this.
Well, that was the goal.
The heat still hits your throat.
I won't be tasting anything for a very long time.
You are a bunch of whiners. Yeah, you didn't lose your voice.
Well, I think you did something wrong, too. We're just not sure.
I don't know.
Oh,
it's weird.
You inhaled it in your...
And I did. I sniffed a little bit, too.
Cato took a pretty large shot, too.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I give him respect for that. I have a dentist note because I have a root canal coming. Mm-hmm. And they said, you do not want to get that stuff on that nerve. So I went ahead and did something stupid. And I still dipped my finger down in the sauce and put it on my tongue. And I regret even that.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh.
Well, and don't do this at home, kids. It really is.
Now, Cato,
you need to be 18 or above to do this.
When you feel up to it, put a link on our Facebook our social media so where other people can do this to themselves if they want.
If you're 18, I will say,
if you wanted to take like one drop of this and put it on your wings, you could get a really hot batch of wings.
A pound of wings. One drop.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. You wouldn't want to put it on like what we just did was stupid.
Well, you know what? My tongue and my lips are still tingling. My uvula back there.
And apparently your vocal cords.
It's called hangy thingy.
I don't know what happened.
Okay, so here's what I wanted to share in this break is we tried several things to try to help out.
Yes.
Tori brought in some chocolate. She brought in lemons and limes and milk. Milk is by far and away the best thing whenever you're doing this.
I thought lemon was good too.
Really? To me, the lemon just distracted you for a moment while it was in your mouth and maybe caused your brain to go, oh, look, there's something sour here. But the milk actually deadens the pain a little bit.
All right. Nothing worked for me. Okay, yeah. I ate a whole lime, a whole lemon, a whole bag of chocolates, and a half. A whole quart of milk, my lips are still burning.
The milk is by far what works best for me. Tori, you don't really have an option because you didn't really put it in your mouth. You put it in your throat.
So which was stupid.
You're just dying now.
It sat in the bed, like right where my little dangly thing is. It just hung out there with that. It was awful.
Is your uvula swollen?
I don't know.
Because when they get swollen, it lays on the back of your tongue. It's so weird.
It's like the hot sauce did like a boxing. You know how like the boxing bag the boxers do. That's what the hot sauce is doing too.
What worked best for you, Hawk?
The lemon and the milk was my favorite.
Yeah, the milk is by far, I think, the best.
Which is weird. You never thought, I'm going to have milk and lemon together.
Right.
Yeah. It's like, you know.
And chocolate.
It's like iced tea. You got a little lemon sliver on it. It's got on the side of your milk cup.
You know what, though? If you would have told me a bug would have made that go away, I would have eaten a bug. Anything to make that go away. That was bad. Yeah. Well, it could tasty, but bad.
Tori had been drinking out of her milk, and so I said, I need some milk. And she's like, well, I drank out of it. I'm like, I don't care. I don't care. You could have COVID, and I would still drink out of you right now because I want something to stop this.
The heat sensation lasts about 15 minutes.
How do you know? Because I still got it.
I've got a little tingle.
I got mine. It's going down. It's not as bad, but I still feel a little buzzed in my lungs.
Give it time. Wait for it to pass on through. We'll be all texting each other tomorrow.
The TV show where the people keep eating the hotter and hotter sauce. I feel like we could all do that.
I don't want to.
But I'm thinking we could because we've all taken this hottest sauce directly on our tongues.
And you know, there are people that love. I've been with people in a wing place where they're like, give me your hottest and make it hotter. And I'm like, how do you? I mean, their mouth or taste buds must be built differently because if I can't taste my food, I'm not going to enjoy it.
Yeah, Chinese restaurant, 1 through 5. 5 being worse. Give me a 5.
No.
I don't know if the Chinese have anything like this.
Yeah.
This is, I mean, honestly, we know the man has created the hottest pepper ever.
Way to go, Ed. You're made for a fun Torture Tuesday.
Right here in South Carolina.
Just don't invent any more.
I know, right? You know we will. In 5 years, we'll be doing a Torture Tuesday, and it's going to be like, this one has 5 million skull molds.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.